All right, we're here with Andrew Bentley, Nerdalogs member. He nominated Steve Persh's story about why Steve didn't drink in college, which is a story I think a lot of people liked. A lot of people nominated it. I loved it. But I wanted Andrew to talk a little bit about why he loved it so much.
I loved it because there's basically like two types of stories people tend to tell at your stories, and those are the ones that they think everyone will be able to relate to, and then they're the ones that are designed to be more personal and more idiosyncratic to the person. But the first part are absolutely necessary. They're great, and you know, they kind of hold the night together. They get everybody in the right mood. And then, for me, the highlights are usually those few things that are just so specific to that person. And this one for Steve was just, A, so personal, and B, so strong. Like, he came out and just presented that with such pride, like, without the slightest hint of, shame or, like, apologism or, like, excuses. And I went to college with some people who were straight edge who didn't drink, and I absolutely know, like, what a shitty time that was for them. Like, at parties and everything, just their whole, separate party culture and everything. And then for Steve to kind of to lay everything out like that and just be like, look, here's why, I have my reasons. And then to do it just in such, like, a calculated academic manner, which is kind of Steve's forte, which is what I love about Steve's stories, is he comes in, it's like point A, B, C, D, case closed. And I thought that was an approach that gave a lot to this particular story, because it is such a, viewed as such a, a weird thing, kind of like an ephemeral, like something that even nerds may have a hard time understanding. And so I thought something like that, that was that different and that deeply personal, was different than coming in and talking about, Mario or something else that, people could really grab a hold of. Because like I said, those things are kind of the glue that hold everything together, but those are the ones that stay with me.
So the theme is revelry and or drinking. And I'm going to talk about not drinking. In college, I was that guy who didn't drink at all. And people would often ask me at parties, hey, are you having a beer? Do you drink at all? And I would just say, no. And I would try to usually play it off as, no, not tonight. But eventually people caught on that I just never, never drank. And they would ask why, and I didn't really have any kind of answer other than, I just don't. I had a few answers in my head that I didn't really want to talk about, and in retrospect I've thought of a few more. I'm going to go over some of them, and Kevin's going to put them up on the board as we go. So first of all, consistent no. It was just easier for me to always say no than to figure out when I would drink and when I wouldn't. I knew I didn't want to drink a lot. And in high school, I gave up soda when I was a wrestler. So I knew that I could just cut something out completely, and that was very manageable to me. So I decided to just do the same thing in college with alcohol. Next up, brain cells. in high school health classes, you'd hear that thing about every drink kills X many brain cells. And I thought, my brain is my most valuable asset. Why would I possibly want to kill any of them? I want them all. There's no way I'm going to risk any of my brain cells. Next, not drinking was an unexpected attribute. I liked being able to surprise people or stand out in unexpected ways. And I still have that quality about me. For instance, I have a motorcycle, and people don't expect that of me when they first meet me, and I like surprising people with that fact. And at parties, when pressed, I like surprising people with the fact that I wouldn't drink at all. Yeah, you get into that conversation of, dude, you're gonna drink tonight, or we're gonna get you drunk by the end of the year. No, you're not. That's a conversation that I could always win. Again, with the consistent no. Next up, taste bad.
I'm selling this for you, Steve.
I appreciate it. Especially in college, you'll hear that. Oh, it's an acquired taste. You just have to get used to it. And I thought, no, I don't. If this tastes bad, I do not have to get used to it. That's just not a thing that I need to worry about or have to do at all. This next one's a little more complicated. Cause and effect. Yes, cause and effect.
Can't sell that one yet.
In college, I was really into Ayn Rand, and that probably could fill one or... I said in college. Everybody experimented in college. I experimented with objectivism. And one of the themes in Ayn Rand novels is this idea that people will try to see something that they want and skip over the thing that's supposed to get you there. So if people want to be around friends and they want to celebrate, they'll notice that that often happens around drinking. But really, the drinking should follow being around friends or having something to celebrate. But people in college especially will just start drinking and think, oh, I'm around friends, I've got something to celebrate because I'm drinking. And I really hated that. But that's tough to explain when someone just offers you a beer at a party, so I kept that most of the time. Next up, cops. At the time, I told myself that the fact that underage drinking is illegal wasn't really a part of my rationale. I thought and still think that the drinking age should be 19. But if I'm honest with myself, the fact that it was illegal did play into my decision. Along with that taste bad, it was just something that I didn't want to deal with at all. I didn't want that risk of getting a ticket or getting arrested or having a fake ID. Growing up, pretty much any time I would leave the house on the weekends or at night, my dad would say before I left, be smart, be safe. I think that explains a lot about me. So yes, fear of cops. Next up, worked in a bar. Yes. In high school, I worked every weekend at the Comedy Sports Improv Theater in Milwaukee, which, like just about every improv or comedy theater, has a bar attached to it. So I got very used to being around drinking, being around drunk people, but not drinking myself because, one, I was underage, and two, I was at work. Actually, order those probably switches. More importantly, I was at work, so I wasn't going to be drinking while hosting or working in the ticket booth. And finally, loss of control. This was probably the one I would be least likely to admit to in college, but this was probably the biggest one. Being afraid that drinking would be a slippery slope to losing control either for that night or for a longer period of time. Then and now, I like to feel like I'm in control of my life and my surroundings. And I saw a lot of people drinking and not having control themselves, and I was afraid of that. So all of these are still more or less true about me, but I drink now. So I think there's something still deeper that I haven't quite figured out. Yes. So if you want to talk about it, we can discuss it over beers at the bar.